Rush Hour, the King speaks.
All Class have 1.7 ton Kubota excavators ready for immediate delivery. Visit allclass.com.au. All Class, building Queensland Kubota for 30 years.
It's a Monday. We welcome the King, Wally Lewis, into Triple M's Rush Hour. How are you, Walt?
Yeah, good, guys. Another good weekend of footy. That was a beauty. Yeah.
It was a beauty. Poor Dolphins, though. Absolutely flogged by the Warriors. And not great news either with Tom Gilbert out with a shoulder. Is this the start of the end for the poor old Dolphins, Wally?
Oh, they're always going to come up with injuries. Severe injuries will start to play a part in it, of course. And it always seems to hang around representative time when they come in. Bennett certainly hasn't wasted his time in the selection of his players. He'll have somebody that will fill in and obviously, step up, trying to snare a first-grade position for the future.
It is a huge out, though, with Gilbert gone. I don't like people were celebrating because I think that every team is more than one player, but the loss of Nathan Cleary for Game 2 of the State of Origin and potentially Game 3 is a huge out considering the enormity of having to come to square the series at Suncorp. You've played in the halves. You know that the players that they have available, who wears that 7 jersey come the 21st of June?
If it was up to me, I would. I'd pick Nicho Hynes. I really would, despite his ability, and I talk about him, perhaps getting chosen around there. I just think that the way that he inspires those around him is certainly extremely good. Is he tough enough? I've heard a couple of people in Maroon's colours suggesting that maybe that may not be the case. But there may be a little man in Broncos colours at the moment, Dobbo, that may make his way into representing Queensland. He'll find that he'll be running onto Suncorp Stadium as a hero for most of the Broncos games, but Anna Reynolds certainly will not be that if he's wearing a Blues jersey.
It's funny, we just spoke to him a little earlier and he has actually declared himself if he gets selected he's ready to go. And the Broncos, wow, with Dave Donaghy earlier today made it clear that they would give him full blessing. Like they said, from a selfish perspective, we don't want him to play Origin because of just how important he is to the Broncos, but they would let him do it. So with the enormity of knowing that ground, he's played in grand finals there. He has played there week in, week out. He knows that ground. But that goes a long way, Wal. I mean, you were selected to play at Lang Park when other players hadn't played there. How much of a benefit was that for you to play there during Origin, knowing that that was your club field?
Yeah, oh, fantastic. And I'm sure that Reynolds, the first time he probably would have played there for South Sydney, he would have felt like, what am I doing stepping onto this? I don't really want to be here. They hate anybody that's not a Queenslander when they're on this field. To do that at Origin level will be something quite extraordinary. I remember just how it made me feel, 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and to know that you've got the crowd behind you, they'll be making you feel as comfortable as possible, certainly will inspire the Queenslanders. Perhaps not Adam, though. I'm sure that they'd give him an absolute gobful as soon as he went onto the field. They'd regard him as a Bronco that's not a Queenslander.
Is it weird that he looks so strange in Blues colours? It doesn't
hard to
suit
think
him.
Of him in that, doesn't
I can't
it?
Picture it. I can picture him in Broncos colours, but I cannot picture him in blue.
Yeah, he'll. I tell you what, if he's in Blues colours, he better get ready for a blue.
This is the first time we actually spoke to you off the back of Game 1 last week. You're obviously a part of the Triple M call team. Did an outstanding job. Reports are that Ryan Girdler was beat black and blue by Wally Lewis in the commentary
unbelievable.
Box.
Unbelievable. Have you seen the footage? Go to Triple M NRL on Instagram because, I mean, Wally was fist pumping, head pumping, the whole lot, mate.
Gerds has invested into some protective gear ahead of Game 2, if you're sharing the box as well again. Quickly, we did want to get your thoughts on the performance of Reece Walsh. So much was put on him in the build-up to his Queensland debut, and yet he seemed to pass with flying colours.
Yeah, he did, and he seemed like he had plenty left in him as well. And the look upon his face, everything that he did in that game was a success. He got hit around a couple of times by the big boys, but he didn't seek any assistance from teammates. He simply handled it, and I think for a young man that plays the first major game of his life in a situation like that and handles it so comfortably, he's got plenty of time to come. And I know Dobbo and I, every time we go to Broncos training throughout the course of the week, we take a bit of a special notice of him, the way that he just seems to have time to develop the skills that are his. He goes on with things, and anybody that's got that that special word in their life as a footballer, that they have time, they're always going to dictate terms to the opposition and make sure that that they go out with a bull's roar.
Now, look, you know, despite what everybody said, the refereeing for Queensland was very good. New South Wales, not happy. But I just want to give a big shout out to one person, and I'm putting it down to the great Wally Lewis for the refereeing performance. Now, for those of you who don't know, Wally actually presented the referees' jerseys before Origin, and that handshake before game one just held on a little bit longer, and Wall gave him the look, Adam, and you can thank Wally Lewis for the refereeing performance, because it was the king that presented the jerseys to all the referees and the touch judge. How the tide has turned, Wall. You were normally one for abuse. Now you're helping Queensland
David,
to victory.
Dave Manson would be thinking, what the hell, who's this bloke pretending to be Wally Lewis?
You're right there, Dobbo. I'd hate to rob a bank with you. You'd be pointing your finger at me on the way out.
True or not true, you did the presentation for the referees' jerseys.
I was congratulating them on the service that they provide to the game.
Yeah,
it's outstanding.
You can imagine that handshake. It was just a little bit longer, and that look, Wall gave them that look. You know what you got to do tonight.
I remember saying to them, look, this could be seen as biased. I'm not here as a Queenslander. I congratulate you on your service to the game, which they've got the worst job in the world.
Terrible job.
I congratulate you. But if you can favour Queensland, that'd be awesome.
That's a boy.
Wally Lewis, the king, a pleasure to have you on talking all things rugby league with us. Thanks to All Class. They've got 1.7-tonne Kubota excavators ready for immediate delivery. Visit allclass.com.au. All Class Building Queensland with Kubota for 30 years. Wally, enjoy the week. Countdown to Origin Game 2 begins.
It's underway. Thanks, guys.
State of Origin on Triple M. Dobbo's selection table.
Queensland, they will not lay down.
The mighty Queensland Maroons.
Look, we're a week away from Billy Slater naming the side for Game 2, and already we know the Jai Arrow, the edge and middle forward, and Tom Gilbert, who was playing on the edge, are out of Game 2. Tom Gilbert, season-ending shoulder surgery. Come back next year. We know Jai Arrow is syndesmosis, 6 to 8 weeks. He's had the operation, so we'll see him at the back end of the year. Huge outs. Now, you would think Christian Walsh, who was 19th man, who has done it before, will fill one of the spots, and that's a middle forward. So that replaces. But the big question mark is, who is that edge forward, that absolute aggressive player that you bring in? Felice Kaufusi still... he's on the suspension list. Now, he would be right to play, but he wouldn't have played in a month. And I don't know whether or not Billy Slater risks him.
Could be nice and fresh.
Nice and fresh, but, you know, Origin to come back at that level.
Blow your cobwebs out, it's hard.
You need a game.
Yeah.
Jeremiah Nanai has been there before, and Kurt Capel obviously have both been there before, and are really good footballers and wouldn't let Queensland down. But for me, you need aggression. For me, you need somebody that just absolutely has no respect for their body like Tom Gilbert does. And there's only one man. He grew up in Caboolture. He started playing for the Caboolture Snakes. He then went across and played junior football for the Redcliffe Dolphins. And he plays for the Canberra Raiders now, and his name is Corey Horsburgh.
Big Red.
Big Red. He's
got some mongrel, that guy.
More than anybody I've seen.
90% mongrel.
You know, like
especially if you're from Caboolture, because that's me.
He's a middle forward that then got shifted to the edge and can play 80 minutes.
What a great
He is
choice.
Aggressive with the carry. His defence is just bone-rattling. And I just love players that have no respect for their body. And that's what... that's what Corey Horsburgh.
Yeah.
Ricky Stewart loves him for the simple reason that he knows every time he goes out the field, everything he does is at 120%.
Has he played Origin before?
No, but he's played for the Queensland under-18s and under-20s.
I have no doubt he'd get the job done.
He's won football awards. And look, he's been a star on the rise.
Great offload.
Mate, he's just starting to come into his own. He's 25. He's played 60 or so games for the Raiders. And they just love him. Everybody that knows him loves him.
Would fit the personality of that forward pack really well. The other thing, Dobbo, I love this as a pick. I love being at the table with you about this one, because with Hudson Young playing for New South Wales,
of course,
Lisa, this is an absolute lock to see two club teammates have a stink in game two.
Oh,
they
really?
Would be absolute winks
they
like
don't
odds
care. They don't
to
care.
Box on with yeah. one another.
Really? Oh, even though they play on the same team?
Oh, it would be an absolute certainty, I reckon. Okay. Don't you think, Dobbo? Corey and...
He absolutely is a Biff merchant. He protects his halfback. He's the kind of guy, if a halfback got roughed up, the yes. first bloke that would be in there and does not care. You're going to potentially, he's a bit like Flegler. They could do 10 in the bin. Like, there's not, he is a hothead, but he's a footballer. Everything about him reeks about Origin.
So with the two that we lose compared to Nathan Cleary, is that almost like two people for them losing with, like, you know,
two for the prize.
Oh, I yes, reckon Nathan yes. Cleary is replaceable. I understand really? His record. I understand his record. Two man of the match performances, 50% win record. He's won two series. I get it. He's arguably the best in the game.
Mm.
But you put Adam Reynolds in there, you're going to get the same. Yeah. You know, like, you need that aggression and you need that commitment and the bloke who's not going to respect. And I just think, let the dog off the chain.
Oh,
let
well,
the dog off the chain.
We know Billy Slater is listening. We know he loves to eavesdrop at Dobbo's selection table.
He laughs at me.
Wait to see if he was listening. Rush Hour, Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo on Triple M.